The money has failed. I want to talk to you about money and what to do during times of recession. In Genesis chapter 47, we see how the famine is still heavy underway in the land of Egypt and the surrounding area. In this chapter, we see how Joseph deals with the famine. Let me read to you verse 15. So when the money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came to Joseph and said, "Give us bread, for why should we die in your presence? For the money has failed." In Genesis chapter 47, verses 15 through 18, one of the themes in these passages is how there is no security, there's no surety, there's no certainty in money. There are no absolutes for anybody regarding money. In verse 15 alone, the words, "the money failed," is listed two times. In verse 16, the words, "the money is gone," is listed once. And in verse 18, the words, "our money is gone," is listed once. Since I am a citizen of the United States, it is clear to see that our country is currently going through some difficult times. I believe the Lord is shaking this nation, and everything that needs to be shook is going to be. I need to be careful here, and I want you to hear me correctly. I do not believe that having money or nice possessions is a bad thing. In fact, I believe it is the Lord's good pleasure to bless His people with nice things. But I personally believe that the Lord is pouring out His Spirit mightily in these last days, and the Lord is looking for men and women whom He can use. I believe God is shaking this nation, in fact all the nations, to see who will rise to the top and serve Him wholeheartedly. You see, Jesus says in Luke chapter 16, verse 13, "No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." Mammon is another word for money. This country, the United States, has been blessed for most of its history with an abundance of resources. Now, however, we are seeing that money has failed and that money is gone. So the question is, what should we do during these times? What do we do? Start storing up our guns, our ammo, our cans of beans? And if somebody comes to our house asking for help, we tell them no way and blast them in the name of Jesus? No, I don't think that's biblical. I do, however, believe that the answer is found in humbling ourselves before the Lord. It is long overdue that we as believers, we as a nation, cry out to the Lord in prayers and fasting, in humility, asking the Lord for forgiveness and declaring godly blessings upon His people. It is time that we wholeheartedly fall upon the Lord and trust in Him for everything, for He alone is our security. God is the only absolute. Please turn with me to Luke chapter 9, verse 3. Here we see Jesus sending out the 12 disciples. In verse 3, Jesus says, "Take nothing for the journey, neither staffs, nor bag, nor bread, nor money, and do not have two tunics apiece." Now turn with me to Luke chapter 22, verse 35. Jesus asks them, "When I sent you without money bag, knapsack, and sandals, did you lack anything?" So they said, "Nothing." You see, our only hope and surety is found in God alone. In fact, that's the way it's always been, but now people are becoming much more aware of that reality. Let's make some kingdom declarations together, taken from the Bible. Please repeat after me. 2 Chronicles 21:3. Their father gave them great gifts of silver and gold and precious things. I declare this in the name of Jesus Christ. Genesis 22:14. The Lord will provide. I declare this in the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 68:10. You, O God, provided from your goodness for the poor. I declare this in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we bless you for your provisions. Thank you, Lord. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.